Well, it's another day on our daily time with God. Our scripture reading for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. These things we also speak in words which the Holy Spirit teaches. Aphasia is a loss of the ability to speak, a condition that results when the message from the brain cannot get to the tongue because of an injury or illness. A spiritual malady similar to aphasia affects many Christians. They know Jesus Christ, but they never speak of Him. They are familiar with God's plan of salvation, but they never tell it to others. They do not demonstrate the impelling force of the early Christians who said, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard," Acts 4:20. This faulty connection between knowledge and testimony must be corrected. Often fear causes the breakdown, or sometimes sin blocks our freedom to speak about Christ. Only as believers rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and forsake their sin can they consistently share Christ with others. Just before His ascension, the risen Christ assured His disciples of power to transmit His message to the world, Acts 1:8. That power is the indwelling presence of His Holy Spirit. Every believer has this source. But if we quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, our witness in words will be either ineffective or non-existent. We must keep the message of the gospel flowing to those around us who need to hear it. We can't let spiritual aphasia silence our witness. If we have God's word in our minds, He can put the right words in our mouth. These things we also speak in words which the Holy Spirit teaches. 1 Corinthians 2:13. Thanks for taking a short listen to our daily time with God. We pray you are encouraged and blessed. And as always, we rejoice in this day, along with you, that our loving and gracious God has given us.